So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Tezayin concludes. Rachel sheyolda min eiz, ve'eiz sheyolda min rachel, p'tur min abachayra. If a sheep gave birth to a goat-like animal, or a goat gave birth to a sheep-like animal, it's exempt from bechayra. However, v'miyesh b'miktza simanim chayif, if the offspring somewhat resembles its mother, it is obligated in bechayra. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Rachel bas eiz ve'eiz bas rachel, remeir mechayif, acham paitrim. Regarding a sheep born to a goat or a goat born to a sheep, Remeir holds it is obligated and the Chum holds it is exempt. The Gemara inquires, Remeir mechayev lamai. Regarding which halacha does Remeir say it is obligated? And the Gemara eliminates several possibilities. L'reishis hagez. We can't say that it's obligated in giving the first fleece to the kain because the pasuk says, Umigez kivsi yischamim. Sheep's wool warms the person, which excludes kevasim shetzimrit kasha peturim reishis hagez. A sheep whose wool is not soft like fleece is exempt from reishis hagez, therefore the hair of this goat is certainly exempt. Barachel sheyolda min eiz v'aviv tiyash le'inin oisev es benai. Perhaps their machlik is in the case of a goat whose mother is a sheep and its father a goat. Whether the prohibition of oisev es benai slaughtering the parent and the child on the same day applies to slaughtering this goat on the same day as its father. And Remeir saver cheshen lezera av, Rabban saver in cheshen lezera av. Remeir considers the father's lineage and so it is forbidden, while the Chum do not consider the father's lineage and so it is permitted. However, the Gemara asks, if so, lifligu b'cheshishim lezera av ba'alma b'plukted the chanani v'rabban. This question is not unique to the case of mixed parentage. Even when all three are of the same breed, we have the same machlekes between chanani v'rabban, whether there is ever a prohibition of oisav es b'nai with the father. Therefore, the Gemara explains l'b'chayra. The machlekes is regarding b'chayra. And although the pasuk says, ach b'chayr shar, and we expound, ach yehu shar b'chayr shar, the offspring must be of the same species as the parent to be sanctified as a b'chayra, the Gemara suggests three possible scenarios in which there could be a machlekes. Rachel bas eiz. In the case of a sheep, the offspring of a sheep, which itself was the offspring of a goat, mar saver zil baser ime v'haylav nidmahu. Mar saver zil baser ime di ime v'hay nidmahu. Remeir holds we go according to its mother, therefore it's not a nidma, an offspring that resembles a different species than its mother because it's like its mother, therefore it's obligated in b'chayra. While the Chacham hold, we go according to the mother's mother, and it is a nidma, because it's not like its grandmother. Therefore, it's exempt from Bechayra. Rachel bas eiz bas rachel. In the case of a sheep, the offspring of a goat, which itself is the offspring of a sheep. Marsav al-chazr siyayis l'mkayman. Marsav al-chazr siyayis l'mkayman. Remeir holds that the animal has returned to its original sheep-like nature, and it's not a nidma. Therefore, it's obligated in Bechayra. While the Chacham holds that it's different than its mother, and so it's a nidma. Therefore, it's exempt from Bechayra. Yesh by mikta simanim, in the case of an animal that only somewhat resembles its mother. Remeir holds vim yesh by mikta simanim chayim. Remeir holds that mikta simanim is enough so that it's not considered nidma. Therefore, it's obligated b'chayr. Uman chacham Reb Shimon da amar atshehi reish shiviru b'idem l'imay. While the chacham here refers to the opinion of Reb Shimon, who ruled that the head and most of the offspring must resemble its mother, and so this animal is considered a nidma. Therefore, it's exempt from b'chayr. The Gemara lists several other halachas regarding such an animal. Remeir agrees that a goat born to a sheep cannot be used for the karban chatas from Rosh Chodesh, because the pasuk says v'seir izim echad l'chatas, and we expound echad hamayuchu leva mishesh tmei bereishis. It must have distinctive lineage going back to creation. Hakol ma'idim de'in loikin al tzimmer mishum klaim. All agree that one is not liable for the prohibition of shatness for wearing a garment made of the wool of such an animal together with linen. Hakol moedim shetzimri pasul l'tcheles. All agree that the wool of this animal is disqualified to use for the tcheles, the blue-dyed woolen strings of the tzitzis. Hakol moedim shein tzimri metame b'negayim. All agree that a garment made of the wool of this animal does not become tame with a nega. Zok the Mishnah. Rachel shalei bichra v'yoldu shnei zacharim v'yatsu shnei reshein ka'achas. If a sheep gave birth for the first time to twins, and their heads emerge at the very same time, basically, both animals are given to the kain because the pasuk says hazacharim l'Hashem. The plural term zacharim includes such a case. However, it's impossible for this to have been truly exactly at the same time. Rather, ela echad loy ve'echad l'kain. He keeps one sheep and gives the other to the kain. The Mishnah later explains which one. The Gemara elaborates. L'Biyisaglili efshal etzamtzim b'deishim mayim kolshkim b'deyadam. Basically, clearly rules that it's possible for events that occur naturally, without human intervention, to be precisely at the exact same time. Therefore, he certainly holds that if a person tries to do something with exact precision, he can do so. However, Rabbanan b'di shemayim yefshal etzamtzim b'di adamai. Rabbanan clearly ruled that events that occur naturally are not exactly precise. Do they hold that people can do something with exact precision? The Gemara first seeks to bring several proofs that the Rabbanan indeed hold b'di adam efshal etzamtzim. There was a red horizontal line encircling the middle of the Mizbeach, dividing the area where the upper bloods, such as a Karban Chatas, were thrown, and the lower bloods, such as a Karban Oila, were thrown. The Gemara asked that if B'dei Adam Eif Shalot Tzamtzim, then Zimnin D'Koyov El Yoin Lamata V'Tachtayim Lamala. If a person cannot do something with exact precision, we should be concerned that the line is not exactly centered and the blood will end up in the wrong area. The Gemara answers D'Marvech B'Porta. The line was made slightly thicker. This way, even if the line is not exactly centered, we can be certain that blood sprinkled above and below the line is in the right place. Midas Kelim Midas Mizbeach. If B'dei Adam Eif Shalot Tzamtzim, how can we assume that the various utensils and the Mizbeach were made exactly according to their specifications? The Gemara answers, Rachmona Amar Ovid u'b'chol heichad d'matzisa l'mevad nichle. The Torah obligates us to follow certain dimensions, and the closest we can come to it is good enough, as the Pasuk says, Hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskel. Chalku l'shnayim behein shavin, shnein t'meim, l'fi she'iyev shalot tzamtzim. If one divided an earthenware oven into two, each half is still tummy because it's impossible to be exactly precise, and we assume that one of them is more than 50% of the original oven, and therefore is still tummy. The Gemara differentiates shani klicheres, hurl v'yesh by gumais. When breaking earthenware items, the edges are jagged, and so we assume that it's not exactly even, and so the above three are inconclusive. However, the Gemara does find the brayso regarding egla rufa, from which we see that the Rabban hold that even b'dei adam e'ef shalot tzamtzim. The Brisa cites a machlokes in the following case. Nimtza mechuvin min shtei ayaris. If a corpse was found equidistant between two cities, shtein mevia shtei eglis, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Both cities must bring an egla rufa. V'chacham aymrim, yeviyu egla achas b'shutves v'yitnu. They bring only one egla rufa in partnership and stipulate that it is for the city that is closest to the mace. And the Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. K'sav Rabbi Eliezer b'di adam ef shalot tzamtzim v'kareva v'afilik karevis. Rabbi Eliezer holds it is possible for something done by a person to be exactly precise. Furthermore, he must hold that the singular expression Ba'ir HaKrev Alachol does not exclude a case where it is equally close to two cities. Rabban hold that it's not possible for something done by a person to be exactly precise, and we must assume that one city is closer than the other.